Jason Cann's on the line. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
It is a Thursday morning. My wife returns home a week from today.
Man, that seems like that's fast.
Yeah.
Is that a quick turnaround?
You know, it's a 2-week trip. She's had 3 weekers, but, you know, one day at a time. Okay. So,
yeah.
Missed her call yesterday. I was in a business meeting and saw her text at like 4:58. She's like, "Are you online?" I'm like, "Well, I am now, but it's a little too late." So anyhow. Yeah.
Yes. That happens.
And of course, it is your birthday month. The countdown is on. 19 days until you turn 50.
Right. Not quite ready for retirement, but
no.
It's coming. It's a big one.
So you're wanting a big box of raisins for your birthday or what?
Sure, yeah, that'd be wonderful. I don't know if you remember growing up, there was a candy called candy raisins, and they were brown and gummy sort of candies, and I remember I would frequently buy them. They had nothing to do with raisins, but they had like a raisin shape on the top, and they were brown, and I loved them because I could buy a big bag for 69 cents, and it was far less expensive than any of the other candies that I liked.
So candy raisins, I mean, I remember like chocolate-covered raisins. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it had nothing to do with raisins at all. They're almost impossible to describe. I'm curious if any of the other listeners have ever heard of candy raisins.
Candy raisins. All right, I'll have to Google
candy raisins. I'll see if I can. Yeah, I was going to say I'll see if I can find a picture of it because it's something very unique. You know, that idea of candies from childhood is a fun one to think about.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you could head us in a whole direction there, but we were going to talk about. We come up with the play takes form here at the line of scrimmage. We don't intend sometimes. Zach Williams has a song, "Heart of God." It's got a line in it that has stuck out to me more than any song I've heard all year. He's coming in concert on December 11th, along with Ben Fuller, to the Pablo Center. We hope to pack it out. Listen to this.
Take off your disguise. Whoever told you it ain't worth the fight? The cross tells a story that'll change your mind.
All right, now here it comes. Here it comes. Listen.
'Cause there's only love in the heart of God. No.
All right, there's only love in the heart of God. I don't know, ever since I heard that song for the first time, that has really stuck out to me. And every time I hear it, have you heard that before? What are your thoughts?
I've not heard that before, but I might need to go and find the whole song.
Yeah.
At this point. That's definitely my belief, my heart, that there is only love in the heart of God. You know, and really wanting to live in light of that truth and the light of that reality. I think sometimes we can saddle God with all sorts of baggage that doesn't necessarily apply to God. And, you know, I think of Michael Card's book about Hesed. I think the title is Inexpressible. You know?
Right.
The nature of God is loving kindness. Yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah, and starting in, there's more reference to Hesed in the Old Testament than the New. But yes, we both highly recommend. That is a book of yours I read and returned to you, so thank you. But I would say, yeah, that strikes me. Here's the thing. 1 John 4:8 and 16 say God is love, which certainly would support the idea that there's only love in the heart of God. But why is it that when I hear that song, I feel like, is Zach Williams going to get in trouble? I mean, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I think it's because people are, I think so often as Christians, we're like, be careful with that notion of love. You know, don't take that too far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then I go back to, Paul, right? I mean, he's like, God's grace is bigger than we can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
God's love is bigger than we can imagine. And you know, and I think people are so often in fear are afraid to talk about God's expansive, inexpressible love.
Yes. And so, again, Inexpressible from Michael Card. Highly add that to the must-read list. We've got the Bible and Henry Nouwen's book about becoming the beloved.
Life of the Beloved.
Life of the Beloved,
yeah.
For sure. So we've got the best 5 minutes of the day recommended reading list, which you'll have your 10 best books of the year coming out. Two other quick thoughts, if I can do this. One is one preacher has said that hell is God's love wrongly received. Let me repeat that. He had said, hell is God's love wrongly received, which would be consistent with the idea that there's only love in the heart of God, and so that he's not sending anybody there. And again, if you think about Lewis's classic, The Great Divorce, it's that idea of what do you choose, right?
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and I think that's the idea that we can get so much in our own way that we are blocked from seeing God's amazing love.
Candy raisins and only love in the heart of God. It's been a full 5 minutes because it's gone about seven. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Jason Cans from jasoncans.com here. How about that tune this morning? Zach Williams, cannot wait to see him. Let's pack it out at the Pablo Center December 11th along with Ben Fuller. Going to be great. Night to remember. All right, unpacking some of my interview with Colton Dixon. Talked to him for about 15 minutes last Thursday. Now, might remember, last Thursday, we were dropping on you that story about asking you, had you ever put anything on your car and then drove off forgetting about it, because I had done that the day before. I referenced that when I talked to Colton a week ago today. Colton, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing really good. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. We just had a great morning show. Just got done with the Wib Wake Up show. We were asking the question this morning, because this happened to me yesterday. I was into, left something on my car, forgot about it, took off, and then it was a business folder for my other job. I do sales for another company. And so, but a good Samaritan came along, helped me pick up a lot of papers. It wasn't overly windy. And so it triggered all sorts of good stories from listeners all morning long. You ever do that? Leave something on your car and forget about it, take off?
And I, not often, I haven't done it in a while. The last time I did it was actually my guitar player's iPhone. And needless to say, his iPhone did not survive. it fell into the middle of the street and got ran over a bunch of times. So I was on the line for buying him a new phone, which I did.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't do it very often. I'm thankful.
Right.
Watch me do it today.
Definitely. Moral, after hearing so many stories this morning, like, just don't put something on your trunk, you know? Just don't. All right.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Well, hey, you know what? We've got, we want to get to know you more than just that. A lot of times we have artists on. We do this thing called Rapid Fire. It's 60 seconds worth of get to know you questions. And let's see, I've got 60 seconds on the clock. So, Colton Dixon, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. We got the clock going. Here we go. Colton, what's your favorite ice cream?
Cotton candy with pecans.
Hmm. Last place that you went on vacation?
Europe.
Hmm. Last book you read?
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Ah, which do you prefer, 20 below or 90 degrees and humid?
90 degrees and humid all day.
Dogs or cats?
Dog.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
It absolutely has earned a place next to jalapenos on pizza.
I agree with you on the first part. Your favorite board game?
Wahoo.
Hmm, interesting. Best subject in school for you?
Lunch.
Your go-to snack food? Speaking of food.
Popcorn.
And a song you always sing along to?
That I always sing along to? Probably The Blessing by Carrie and Cody, just because my girls love that song as well.
There you go. Getting to know Colton Dixon here on WWIB. So I thought maybe you're going to say Build a Boat, which is your latest. We've been playing that a lot here on WWIB. Let me start with that, and then I'll go backward to your girls. But boy, that song has really connected with people, hasn't it?
Man, it has. I'm so thankful. Kind of an unexpected surprise to see how well it's doing. So grateful that people are resonating with this song that just talks about stepping out in faith. regardless of what it looks like in your current situation, because we know that what God says is the truth, and His word never returns void. So it's a song about exactly that. So I'm so thankful that people are resonating with it.
Yeah, and it's just lyrically, but musically too. It seems like it just kind of is. It's different. You know, we're playing music all day long here at WWIB, but and I'm sure you hear a lot of what else is out there. It just seems like it's different. Do you identify with that?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I feel like I've always tried to chase after songs that that kind of have a lane of its own, and I kind of let the production or the song dictate production and where it needs to go naturally. I'm not one of those artists that has a specific sound. You know, I'm kind of all over the place, but I love that. There's a lot of freedom in that, creativity in that. But yeah, Build a Boat just kind of came together and naturally wanted to go that direction of kind of these big drums, this open, free feeling, this free spirit, which is, again, just this unashamed, man, I'm going to dig my feet in the ground here and choose to have faith regardless of what it looks like. And like I said, I'm so glad that people are loving it. I'm glad it's found a place on your station, man. Thanks for playing it.
More with Colton Dixon tomorrow. Here he is, Build a Boat, WWIB. All right, so it all started around 5:45 of the best 5 minutes of the day when our buddy Jason Cans, I know, I was just joking with him because he's turning 50 on October 25th. And so I was like, oh, what do you want? A big box of raisins. He doesn't like raisins. But it called to mind. He's like, you know, I did like this candy raisins. And it turns out a Milwaukee businessman's trying to bring them back. He spent more than $1 million. They don't actually have raisins in them, though.
Yeah, and so Janine from Onalaska, we were texting because I wasn't sure what these were either, but she was texting and saying, is this what you're talking about? And I said, I'm pretty sure it is, because you and I had looked them up as well, too. And people say that there have different experiences tasting candy raisins. Some people have claimed floral flavors like lilac or rose. Others say caramel or spice. Some even say perfume. I really want to try these now because I'm just curious what in the world they actually taste like.
Yeah, I've seen the picture. I mean, I see the chocolate, and they're described as kind of chewy. But it got us on this conversation. What's a candy you remember as a kid that may be a little tougher to find today? I like Keith's answer. He said, I can remember Hershey bars were three times the size they are now, and you could buy them for a nickel. That's going back a ways.
That makes me really jealous that you can get that much chocolate. I mean, and someone mentioned orange slices, and I remember probably from Farmer Fleet, my grandpa would pick them up, and, you know, he'd always bring something when he stopped by, and he'd usually say, oh, I just found it on the side of the road. But, I mean, he'd always bring a treat for us, and orange slices, again, the sugar-coated, and it had nothing to do with an actual orange. It was kind of a gummy, chewy thing that looked like an orange slice but had a lot less health value. And, yeah, we loved those as kids, and then they made different flavors like spiced green and such. I remember those. And Pixie Sticks. Someone mentioned Pixie Sticks, and that's what we would get sugared up on right before going to Bible camp, to Camp Fairwood. We'd get Pixie Sticks, and then we found that Walmart or somebody sold giant Pixie Sticks, and then we would chug those.
There you go.
On the way to camp.
Different
God bless
memories.
The people who drove us down to camp.
Mike in La Crosse says his favorite candy is Jelly Babies. Mike, good to hear from you. I haven't heard from you much lately.
Hey, Mike. So I've heard of Jelly Bellies. Are Jelly Babies something different?
I didn't hear about those until now.
Please explain, Mike.
Becky also said some of the things you're talking about with the orange slices and the circus peanuts, and that her grandpa would have those in an elephant candy dish, but she said she wasn't necessarily that fond of them, but she ate them anyhow. So there you go.
There you go. Nostalgic candy, what would you add to the list? What are we missing? Maybe something that's not as easy to find anymore. Maybe you can still find it at a candy shop somewhere, but you say, hey, when I grew up, I loved this.
You know what? I remember the Marathon candy bars, and the commercial would be about how long it would take you to chew it, and it had chocolate and caramel in it, and they were kind of long. That's kind of one of the things I remember. I don't think those are as accessible.
Kelly from Phillips just says candy dots. I'm not sure I'm familiar with those, but
I think so. It comes like on a sheet of paper.
Yeah,
like
candy buttons or candy dot. Huh.
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, there she goes. She sent a picture. Thank you, Kelly. All right, we heard from Stan, and he called in today. He said he remembers Big Mouth chewing gum as a kid, and it was this big glob of gum, and you try to get as a kid, you want to get it all into your mouth, and the flavor only lasted a little while.
Work those mandibles.
Yeah, exactly. One of his memories in terms of candy as a kid.
Yeah, also we were hearing from other folks on the WIB listener line as well, too. Ryan from Menominee says, I think it's still available, but what's more nostalgic? I don't know how to pronounce this. Mm. Anise candy and butterscotch discs.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not familiar. I'm sorry, Ryan. Mary Manigo from mm-hmm. Alma Center says, slow pokes or black cows, which were caramel dipped in chocolate on a stick, and sugar babies. And she says, a red safety sucker.
Allison says, I always remember my great-grandpa had the candy corn or pink peppermints in his pocket that he'd always give us a treat.
And Sherry from Bloomer talking about nostalgic candy, things you remember as a kid, Lick-A-Stick. She says flavored sugars with a hard marshmallow stick. That sounds delicious.
You know, some candies continue on, others kind of fade away, right? So there you go.
Well, we wanted to drop some knowledge on you.
Yeah, that's right.
So these are a few things that maybe you didn't know yesterday, truth be told. I don't know that I knew a lot of these things yesterday, but I know them now, and now I want to share them with you.
There you go, learning.
All right, number one, something you might not have known yesterday, minus 40 degrees Celsius is exactly the same as minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Really?
Mm. I was on that, the only list I had up, so...
Oh, yeah. All right.
So my apologies. So
I will read a bonus one. Okay.
Okay.
The sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, uses every letter in the English language. That one I did actually know.
Okay. I'll give you another one. Stewardesses. The word stewardesses is the longest word typed with only the left hand. Did you know that?
I'm trying. Yeah. I just typed it on my keyboard just to see. Yeah. Okay. How about this one? Things you didn't know yesterday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Ants rest for only around 8 minutes in a 12-hour period.
Huh.
Talk about a work ethic of an ant. 8 minutes of rest over every 12 hours.
They are hard workers. No question about that. Also, this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, it's a myth that women blink nearly twice as much as men. Actually, blink rates are pretty identical for both genders.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I guess I also never heard that women blink more than men. Speaking of myths, things you didn't know yesterday... It's a myth that Coca-Cola was originally green. Had you heard that before? Coke was green originally?
I'd heard that myth, yeah. But okay. It's good to get that clarified.
Bust the myth.
Yes, there you go. Mythbusters. Also, my last one here. A crocodile, Caleb, cannot stick its tongue out.
I've never gotten close enough to one to test that
theory.
There
you go.
And finally, one more thing you didn't know yesterday. Dropping some knowledge on you on the WIB Wake Up Show. The strongest muscle in the human body based on its weight is... the masseter, which is responsible for lifting up the jaw.
Wow.
We were talking about mandibles already, too, when we had someone say, hey, that's a big chewing gum where it didn't have much taste, but you just chew and chew and chew.
Yeah.
That probably works similar muscles, I would think.
Man, the things you learn here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
I guess we both learned a little something about each other today, didn't we?
Lost Without You, that's Kate Thompson, our young friend here on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, you know, some of those artists, Caleb, who've visited with us in the last couple of years, Cade and Baylor Wilson, 20-somethings, right? Young artists on the CCM scene.
And really good at rapid fire, we found as well, too. Baylor Wilson and Cade Thompson, some of the best we've had in studio with that game. So,
you know, I played that this morning about 6:45, part of my Colton Dixon interview. And so I did rapid fire with him, and you usually do it. And but it came to the pineapple on pizza question. And I commented because he said, yes, it belongs there as well as anchovies. And I'm like, I'm with you on the first part.
That takes it to a whole nother level there.
That's another question, right? WWIB, just letting you know again, if you'd like to go to Rice Lake tomorrow morning from 7 to noon, they've got the Live to Lead event, $79 value for tickets. We've got some. Just text us 396-1670 if you'd like a ticket. We'll get you in for free, 715-396-1670. Also, the question of the morning has been, candy that you remember fondly as a kid, but maybe is harder to find these days. 396-1670.
Nostalgic candy. We'd love to hear from you. And hearing about some ones that I definitely want to try now because I was not familiar. Now, a lot of times we have these studies about how many things are unhealthy for you. You shouldn't eat this and you shouldn't eat that. So when we find studies, even if it's very isolated, when we find studies that seem to have good news about the things we enjoy, we want to bring them to you. So Let's start with this one. Headline, drinking several cups of coffee each day may be linked to longer lifespan.
Uh-huh.
Sweet. Another day, another reason to drink coffee. A report out of Australia found drinking 2 to 3 cups of coffee each day could be linked to a longer lifespan.
And I think I kind of fall in that. I have my mocha initially, right? My hot chocolate, Swiss Miss particularly is my preference, with my coffee. That's why I like to start the day with my egg and my beef and bean burrito or what you might have. But after that, I'd never get another cup or two. So I think I'm going to have extended life, Caleb.
Yeah. And now, they did decaffeinated, ground, and instant coffee to see, again, what perhaps lowered the likelihood of death. And ground was the best by almost a 2-to-1 margin. So those of you who really care about your coffee, seems like you're on the right track.
Your dad cares about his coffee.
He does a lot.
All right. What else? What else we got?
Second helpful headline, food-related. Carbs at night won't make you put on weight. What now? Huh. This sounds fantastic.
It doesn't sound believable. If you're the kind of person who likes to put away a baked potato as a late snack but think it could make you fat, don't worry. A New Zealand nutritionist, and we trust them, says it's a myth that eating carbs such as potatoes, rice, or bread at night will make you put on weight.
Now, here's the thing.
What about keto?
Here's the thing. So one of these studies comes from Australia. The other one comes from New Zealand. But they're pretty healthy down there in that area. They've got some great athletes. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking New Zealand. That's where Lord of the Rings is filmed. And my mind immediately goes to potatoes. Boil a mushroom, stick them in a stew. A New Zealand nutritionist, as you mentioned, says potatoes, rice, bread at night, not gonna make you put on weight.
Huh. Yeah. Huh. They say a total energy intake over 24 hours should be the focus, not one meal or the time that you eat. You always hear negatives about eating, you know, before bed.
So. Yeah. And again, I think they're saying, too, it's, you know, like saying that Frosted Flakes are part of a healthy, balanced breakfast. Mm-hmm. Well, then you got to have the bran muffins and the orange juice and things like that as well, too. So yeah, when you eat, as long as the rest of your life is healthy, getting adequate exercise, sleep, et cetera. But still, I'll just focus on the it's okay to have carbs late at night.
Well, my wife, Peggy, she flew out last Tuesday out of O'Hare last Tuesday night. She got to Liberia on Wednesday. She's been there for a week. And after being in the Monrovia area to one degree or another, she is off to the interior today, and she shared a post, and so I just wanted to bring you up to speed on that here a bit on WWIB. And this is what she writes. She says, we're on our way to Bong County in Peleteyama Village, where I first fell in love with Liberia. It would have been way back 2010, her first trip. She says, I'm looking forward to spending a few days in the village where my Liberian story began. We'll also be hosting a pastor's training and village transformation vision seminar. We're praying both will be the start of something new. We're done doing things the old, ineffective way. She doesn't specify, but she says, we want to see something change, and that means training is the beginning, not the end. We'll be doing months of follow-up and mentoring after this visit. This means our Teamwork Africa team, the Liberian team, continues to work without me here. I've poured my heart into the TA staff, and with God's help, they have made me so proud. Today, they can go far beyond what I could ever do. I think I understand why Jesus poured himself into the 12.
Hmm. That's really great, too. And again, you know, leaving a legacy, right? I think of that song. I think it's Nicole Nordeman about legacy and you know, wanting people to remember not us, but look and be pointed to God through the lives that we live.
And, you know, communication has grown over the years. Our original founding teammate over there, Peter Flomo, passed away in January of 2019. So, you know, less than 6 months after we came back to the States. And so now Francis Sumo is our number one guy that we team with, but she's got an expanded team. And the biggest thing, you know, looking back, Caleb, on living there 2 years, the biggest thing Peggy's taken away is that allowed those relationships to go deeper. Mm. And she's made multiple visits. This is her 23rd trip since 2010. And so, you know, just that communication on a daily, you know, whether it's texting and phone and social media, et cetera. And so it is that discipleship. And yeah, as you think of the song from Nicole Nordeman, I had 3 Stephen Curtis Chapman songs come to mind on the heels of this.
Sure.
So I thought, well, we could do For the Sake of the Call, which talks about discipling. You could do the one that popped up, his new one, Don't Lose Heart. But I'm going to go with yours from SC Squared.
Yeah.
Because it's got the line, every child in Africa is yours.